John Lundorf, Easter is this Sunday, and so we wanted to talk this week about the importance of rituals, especially the ones that are seasonal or religious, along with some food news and why toasting is so important, at least when it comes to spices.
You know, Easter is really the only thing on the on my food calendar this week. Less spiritual than culinary. For some people, this week is all about lamb. For others, it's ham or quiche. But I think longtime listeners know where my ritualistic sentiments lie. Luckily, Daylight Bunny Time starts Sunday, and it allows you to bite the head off of a chocolate bunny before you get out of bed on Easter morning and suffer no consequences.
Just keep those chocolate bunnies right by the bed. And
Daylight Bunny Time. You heard it here first.
Well, is there any other food news?
Absolutely. The James Beard Awards, the Oscars of the food world, were announced. We had a lot of semifinalists from Colorado, but as always, by the time they got to the finals, you know, there were only two folks standing in contention. Boulder's Frasca is in the Outstanding Restaurant category, and in the Best Chef Southwest, Alex Seidel of Fruition, the restaurant on the farm, and Mercantile. Good choices.
When's the big awards?
May 5th, I believe.
All right. Good luck to the locals.
You want to know about toasting?
Sure.
Well, champagne is good, but it's better with spices. This week in Nibbles in the Boulder Weekly, I talked to Chef Dakota Seufer of Boulder's Aeon Cafe, Cafe Aeon, I guess. And he talks about life on the hill, but also he talks about why almost any spice benefits from toasting, not roasting. You take a dry, heavy bottom pan, mustard seeds, fenugreek, fennel, almost anything, cumin. Put it in a single layer in the bottom and let it toast in a dry pan. When you start to smell it, take it off, and then you grind the spices. Then you use the spices to cook with. It brings the aromatics out.
Best thing you tasted lately?
Also involved toasting, but in this case it was two slices of Great Harvest Dakota bread, very seedy, toasted with some nice eggs and cream cheese and provolone, and I had it at the Great Harvest bread shop in Longmont.
Well, in addition to that article about spices in his column in the Boulder Weekly, John has an article about the best donut shops in Colorado on his website. That's also where you can hear archived radio nibbles and other food stories. It starts with a visit to KGNU's news site, news.kgnu.org. You can connect with the world of nibbles through that portal. And if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like John to discuss on this weekly feature, please email him, right? You want email.
I want email.
Radionibbles@kgnu.org.
May all your bunnies be good bunnies.
Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moke you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares?